We feel so honored to be here and so honored that you're sharing your stories and the way that you have made sacrifices to make space for us to be with you. And it feels so special. As I was trying to explain to our kids what it looks like, because we've been on the move. Chadwick will share more about it, but we've been on the move. We've moved. This is our second move in a year. And so for some of the kids, they were actually born and we'd always been at the place that we were at. And so I said, we're like this plant in a pot. And so is the plant the same if the plant moves? And so we said, no, the plant's the same. It has a different pot and it will grow differently in a different pot. And so that was when we moved to Millersville. That's how I explained it to them. And so we said, no, it's Harbor Fellowship. It's still Harbor Fellowship. It's just in a different pot and has different opportunities. It can grow differently. And this time when I explained to them when we were going to move here, and I should have brought it, but maybe I will bring it. And so we can have this to look at, is I said, we're moving again. And will Harbor Fellowship still be Harbor Fellowship? And they said, yes. The plant will stay the same. But I said, what's happening where we're going is that there's two other plants. And I bought a big planter. And I said, look, you know how sometimes right now, especially you see these planters, and actually they're more beautiful because the different plants are in the same pot. I don't know if any of you do any gardening, but they say thrillers, fillers, and spillers. For anybody who likes to garden. And I feel like there's this invitation for us. And I think Henry said it when we had our first meeting. Four churches, if you count the church that meets in the afternoon here, four churches and one family of God. We're four churches and one family of God. We are one, and he's calling us to be one. And the beautiful thing that he's inviting us to is that we are worshiping the same Jesus. So we're all looking the same direction. We're growing towards the sun, but we're going to look different because our stories are different, because we're made differently, because we have special, special things about us. And so I feel so blessed to be in this room today. We feel so honored for the way that you have made space for us, both for Steph and Whitmer Heights. And so we're going to share a couple of our worship songs with you. We invite you to stand if you are able to stand. If you know the words, please sing along. One thing we say to our people is that everybody's on the worship team here. So if you're here, you brought something to contribute, and your voice matters, your signs matter. The way that you communicate with God blesses the other. And so we invite you to come as we look to Jesus to say, we praise you, Jesus. You are great, and our stories matter, and your people matter to you, and you are building your church, and the gates of hell cannot prevail against it. I'm going to invite this good-looking man to come and share some more stuff with you. He is my husband.
When I was in school, I had a French teacher who used to teach sign language. She used to teach at a deaf school. And she was a pretty flamboyant personality, and she said that one of the criticisms that she received was that she had a very shy boy in one of her classes who didn't like how she was always shouting because she used very, very big motions. I feel a little bit like you've gotten to meet the more enthusiastic side of our leadership. Because Monica spoke first, I tend to be a little bit more reserved. My name is Chadwick Neufeld. Monica and I planted Harbor Fellowship with a lot of help from a lot of different people. In 2018, we had our first service. But our story doesn't quite start there. It starts in 2013. In 2013, we had a really bad summer as a family. Nothing catastrophic, but we just weren't doing well. And we realized that there was nobody who knew that we were having a hard time. And so we made a commitment to get more involved in our small group through our church. We committed to a couple of things. We were going to meet every week, even if only a couple of us were there. We were going to eat together, even if the meal wasn't great, which sometimes it was not. And we were always going to do some kind of spiritual content, a Bible study or prayer together. And that set us on the path of being in a community. After a couple years of doing that, we realized we needed something else. And so we started a worship night in our living room. Between those two gatherings, we developed a value for gathering around the table and gathering around the altar, being in community and gathering around a good and loving God. Somewhere in the process of doing that, we started to feel like maybe God was calling us to plant a church. And so we gathered 12 people, 12 adults, and I think between those 12, something in the neighborhood of 18 to 20 children, some of whom are rejoicing because they feel mentioned and seen. We called that gathering the dreaming team. We started to think about what could God be calling us to? What kind of church might he want to plant in this group of people? Out of that gathering came Harbor Fellowship. The name comes from Acts 27:12, which is a scripture that everyone should know because it's of deep spiritual meaning. It says this: since the harbor was unsuitable to winter in, the majority decided that we should sail on, hoping to reach Phoenix and winter there. This was a harbor in Crete, facing both southwest and northwest. I'm sure I don't have to explain it. You see right away how deep and meaningful this verse is. What came out of that for us was the idea of the harbor. In John 17, Jesus prays for his disciples that the Father wouldn't take them out of the world, but that he would protect them. Even though they're not of the world, they have to remain in it. Our desire, what we felt like God was saying to us, is that Harbor is to be a place where people can come into, as ships come into harbors, Harbor is to be a church where people can come in to receive the things they need to be in the world, even though they're not of it. We kind of refer to those things as supplies, upgrades, and repairs. These are things that God does for us. As God sent us as a church out into the world in 2018, we feel like weekly we send the people of Harbor out into the world to go and do the things that God has called them to do. We also feel like God has put a call on us to send people in a more seasonal way, that sometimes people come into Harbor and they're there to rest for a while. They're there to receive repairs. They're there for healing. And that at some point in time, that season comes to a close. And it's actually a joy for us to get to send them off into the next part of their life. As we started to put together what it was to be Harbor, we developed this mission statement. If you can grab that, AJ. We gather as the family of God to encounter, it's down here. We gather as the family of God to encounter him together, respond in worship, grow to be like Jesus, and with him go into our world, extending his kingdom. We gather and we go out. This is an important part of what it is that we feel that God has called us to. You can see, can we go on a little side trail for a moment? You can see what a blessing it is for us to be here, where I have the habit of when I need to know what's being projected, I have to turn this, but it's, you have this right here. We have come from more rudimentary places. We believe pretty firmly that our life is not meant to be lived hidden away, that we're not meant to just live in a bubble, but that God has called us to be people out in the world, and that he has chosen us and he has made us for this time and for this place. And part of the way that he equips us to do the things that he's called us to do is to be church together. And so part of what it is to be Harbor is to engage in this rhythm of gathering together and then going out, because we each have different lives that we live, right? Different places of employment, different callings. We were planted out of West End Mennonite Fellowship, which some of you may have heard of. It's in Lancaster City. And we are part of the West... Did I say that correctly? Sorry, I'm a little bit distracted this morning. We're part of the West End District. We're part of LMC. When we were planted, we met at LMC's church offices, which is over on, used to be, over on Lincoln Highway. And when LMC moved, it was time for us to move as well. And Harbor ended up moving to Leola. We met at Lancaster County Christian School. Those first seasons were very sweet. It felt a little bit like kind of growing up, but getting to live in grandma's basement for a while, right? You're independent, but really the support structures were very robust. We met at LCCS for a couple of years, and then that season came to an end, and we felt like God was calling us to move a little bit like the Exodus. Like it was time to go on a little bit of a journey. And so our journey was less than 40 years long, and it wasn't quite as far. We moved from Leola to Millersville, and we were at Immerse, what used to be Millersville International House, in a barn which had become a gymnasium and is now moving towards being a house of prayer, but it was really fitting to be a church in a barn, right? Something really significant happened one time in a barn with a manger. So it felt really good to be a church in a barn. That part felt really good. There were some other things about the barn that were... there were challenges. There are blessings that sometimes you don't think about because you take them for granted. The joy of getting to meet in a building that has bathrooms in that building where you don't have to go on a journey to the next building to find the bathrooms. It's so good. I hope that doesn't sound like I'm denigrating our time there. It was wonderful. And God did a lot in our midst. I think we learned a lot about worship and prayer. And God is continuing to form us and grow us up into what it is that he has called us to. And that was a sweet season. As that season has come to an end, we have always wanted to be on the east side of Lancaster as Harbor. That's where Monica and I live. Our children go to school here. It feels like this is kind of, this part of Lancaster County is home to us. And when you welcomed us into the space here, it really felt like coming home. We have been so blessed in all the conversations that we have had. Our initial conversations, Jeff and Henry, we have loved being in conversation with you, Steve, Jonathan. I'm sure there are names that I'm leaving off, but it has been an absolute joy to begin this journey together. And we're so, so grateful for the way that you have welcomed us and made space for us. I want to share a small exhortation. It feels like it describes a little bit of where we are in our journey as we have come from the west side of Lancaster back over here to the east. I want to start with Ephesians 2. I promise I won't take more than the next 15 or 20 minutes. This is the problem. This is the problem when you give three preachers the microphone. You know it's not going to stay within the boundaries of the schedule. It just won't. No, I will be quick. I promise. You are no longer foreigners and strangers, but fellow citizens with God's people and also members of his household, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone. We feel as though Whitmer Heights First Staff, what you have done for us is welcoming us into space the same way that God has welcomed all of us into his family. We feel well received and loved. And out of that gathering, out of the family, we are called, all of us, in the ways that God calls us, into what Jesus says to his disciples, to the apostles in Matthew 28. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age. We have all been sent. We've been received by God, and he sends us into the world to bring the message of everything that he's done for us through his Son, that his Spirit continues to do, to give what we have received. There's a translation of this passage in Matthew that says, as you go, make disciples. I really like that. Everywhere we go, everything that we touch, every person that we meet, we give little pieces of what it is that we have received. Right? Similarly, in Acts 1, right before Jesus ascends, he says this to his apostles. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. My call to us is this. As we have received from God, as he has gathered us from all of our different points of origin, from the places we were born, into this place, this morning, let us take what it is that we have received. Freely we have received, let us freely give. God, I thank you for the way that you are building a family. I thank you for the families that you have gathered here and for the one family that you are building. We thank you for your Son, Jesus, for his sacrifice, for the forgiveness that we receive. God, I ask that you would continue to show all of us what it is to be representatives of you, to be your ambassadors in this world. Would you give us grace to make our way? Would you show us today, this week, in this season, what it looks like to touch a world that you love with your love? In Jesus' name, amen.